No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to the season beginning here for Amity Warrior Basketball as they get ready to take on the Lapine Hawks at the Lapine Tournament. It's the same opening tournament that our boys and girls have come to for the last 4 years now, by my count, and have done well over here. Have shown themselves to be very competitive against the teams over here. And tonight they'll face up against the home team, Lapine, in this initially the girls matchup and then followed by the boys matchup. So the girls come into this, of course, a different team than they were last year. Last year they went to the first round of the state playoffs, lost over at Nyssa to a solid Nyssa team over there after a very long road trip to get there. But are missing not the same team as they were last year. Of course, the biggest difference there is no Morgan Crocksford this year. Morgan playing at Linfield and taking her talents there. And the Warriors going to be a little different team without her out there. Of course, Morgan's number one strength was her ability to get the ball up the floor, make great passes, and get this team really running. Play passing lanes very well to help that also. And so I don't expect this girls' basketball team to run as well as last year's did, but that said, they should still be able to get out and run better than most teams because they've got Keely Graham at point guard, they've got Alyssa Plummer and Hannah Hatch and some others that can get out and run the floor. So while it'll be a little different look without Morgan Crocksford out there, it'll still be a team that should be able to defend the perimeter very, very well. Of course, Keely, I think, is as good a man defender as anybody in the state, especially for her size. And Alyssa Plummer, an outstanding perimeter defender also. And so I think those two are going to continue to give fits to opposing guards. And I think that's going to be the key to most of our games this year is how well do Graham and Plummer shut down the opposing ball handlers and make life difficult for them. Because if you play basketball, you know it all starts with your guards being able to control the basketball, be able to get the offense running, make the passes they want to make, be able to get open shots for people. And if you're struggling to handle the ball on the perimeter because of the defensive pressure, then it's really hard to get anything going offensively. And it can also lead to a lot of turnovers on the perimeter, and that leads to easy fast break points the other way for the defense. So I think that's going to continue to be a key for the Warriors this year. It was a key last year, and I think the number one thing that's going to be a focus every game is making sure Keely stays out of foul trouble, because she is unquestionably the best player on this team and the leader, and should be one of the top handful of players in the state at the guard position this year in 3A, and just a tremendous defensive player, as we said, but an excellent outside shooter as well. And she's got some shooting help out there, of course. Maylin Williams back. Maylin, an outstanding three-point shooter, and used to say last year that you knew it was going to be a good night for the Warriors if Maylin would hit a couple of shots in the first quarter from the outside, because it just changed how teams play defense. And I think that'll continue to be true for the junior this year. She's not the quickest kid off the dribble or anything like that, but boy, when she can get her feet set, squared up to the basket, and she's an absolute dead-eye shooter from out there, and that changes everything when you've got somebody knocking those down. And, of course, Hannah Hatch, excellent mid-range shooter and can take it out to three-point range also. And in the middle on that starting unit will be Kaya Rosenbaum, and the junior, about 5'10", 5'11", somewhere in there. And Kaya just needs to be aggressive. Kaya's kind of a naturally passive personality, pretty easygoing and laid back, and sometimes has a hard time flipping that switch when she's on the basketball court and being aggressive and physical. And she needs to do that, because she is a kid that can score around the basket. She's got a real nice touch on the ball inside of 15 feet. And behind her, there's just not a lot of depth in terms of size. Audrey Clark, sophomore, about 5'8", 5'9", right in there. But not the refined offensive player that Kaya is, more of a rebounder and defender. So there's not a lot of big girl depth in there for Reg, and so it's going to be really important to be able to get great guard play. I want to mention one other potentially breakout player this year, and that's Jenna Lopez. Jenna is an excellent shooter, especially in the mid-range. She just has a very nice shooting stroke. But for her, it's not the offensive end that's a concern. She's got to do it on the defensive end to be able to stay in the game. She's got to be able to do her job on the other end of the floor. She's as offense has come easier for her than the defensive end has, but I know she's got that potential out there. I know that's one of the points of emphasis for Reg is, hey, if you're going to be on the floor, you've got to play good defense. You can't just be an offensive player, and that's not just a Jenna conversation. That's a conversation he's had with other kids as well. But Jenna really can add something to this offensive end because she has the ability to take some of that scoring pressure off of Malin and Keeley. All right, we've got about 9.5 minutes to go before the start of this. We'll take a quick break and come back, talk a little bit about Lapine. We don't know a lot about them, and talk about some of the things that we think we're going to see in this game tonight, but who knows? First game of the year for the Warriors, second game of the year for Lapine. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event. Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend it.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County, burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
Andrew Physical Therapy, Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Lapine High School, where your Warriors are set to take on the Lapine Hawks in the second game of the night. The Burns Grizzlies knocked off Lost River 42-41, a game that Burns had really in control most of the game, staying up by double digits most of the time, 10, 12 points. And then at the end, the last few minutes of the game, Lost River put a run on them and actually was at the free throw line with a chance to tie and missed one of the two free throws that would have sent it into overtime. So the Lapine Hawks coming off a very poor season. This is a team that last year ended with a 4-20 record overall, including losing their last 11 games of the year, had a head coaching change. So they've got a new coach this year. And this is a team with a little bit of size. They've got a 6'1 girl, Hinkle. I believe her name is Haley Hinkle. And I don't have, I had to copy their roster by hand. They don't have rosters here at the tournament. I guess that's too much of an expense or something to give out rosters. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I had to handwrite my rosters here. So we'll try to print some out before tomorrow's games. But the Hawks come in with one girl with some size. The Hinkle girl is about 6'1". From watching her warm up, not particularly quick or strong, but it's sometimes it's kind of hard to tell from warm ups what they're going to do once the whistle blows. Then they have a couple of decent guard forward players that we'll kind of get into as the game goes on here. I can't identify them. I know from watching them warm up, but I know which numbers they are because they haven't taken off their warm-ups yet. So first game of the season, not knowing these teams that we're playing, makes it kind of hard to figure out who's who out there. So the Hinkle girl I can identify because she's the only one that would match the 6'1 listing in on OSA's website. But other than that, not a ton of size, couple of 5'8 girls, and then down from there. So it's not going to be one of those games that I think the Warriors are going to get killed on the boards or anything like that. I think that should be able to hold their own on the glass. And I think just from watching them warm up and remembering a little bit of the last year, watching them play over here, I think this is a team that Keeley and Alyssa are going to be able to give fits to on that perimeter defensively. So we're looking for that, hoping that that is the case. So the Hawks team, like I said, last year, just a 4-20 record and finished 38th in the rankings overall, including losing their last 11 of the year. The Warriors, of course, made it to the first round of the playoffs, faced had to travel over to Nyssa, played a very tough physical Nyssa team and just had a lot of problems with their big girl. They had a girl about 5'11", and we won't guess weight, but she was very big and physical and was pretty highly skilled and just gave us fits inside the key. And when we collapse on her, she'd kick it out and they'd get easy looks, and we just really could never get anything going offensively in that game either. So I kind of ended on a little bit of a sour note last year. I think the Warriors felt like they could go into Nyssa, get a win there, and make it into that final 8 bracketing or final 16 bracketing, whatever it is, for the state playoffs, but weren't able to do that. Warriors are their traveling blue uniforms tonight with white trim, and Lapine wears a white uniform with a little bit of blue and yellow trim on it. We've got about 3 minutes before tip-off here, and not much of a crowd on hand for these Lapine girls. When you come off of a 4-win season, sometimes a little hard to get the community fired up about coming and watching you play. But so my guess is most of what we're going to see in the crowd tonight are parents from both teams, and so it should be a fairly small crowd, at least on the girls' side of things. I don't know who Reg's starters are yet, but I will send my trusted assistant Reagan down here to see if he can find out who the starters are for both teams. With that, we'll take a real quick break here and come back with the starting lineups and the tip-off. This is Jeff Bark on KLYC with Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages. Quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event. Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done
for all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the tip-off of the first girls varsity basketball game of the 18-19 season against the Lapine Hawks. And starting for the Warriors tonight, as we mentioned, several of those names during the warm-ups there, Kaya Rosenbaum, Keely Graham, Jenna Lopez, Alyssa Plummer, and Maylin Williams. Those are going to be the starting five for the Warriors. Basically four guards and a post, what the Warriors are going to run most of the time. For Lapine, they will start number three, Courtney Wolf, number five, Emily Arnis. Get her name right there, Emily Arnis. Number 12, Haley Hinkle. Number 13, Autumn Gerard. And number 14, Stephanie Westbrook. And we're going to do the national anthem here. I don't know if they're playing it or what we're doing here, so you might hear it in the background. Get some volume adjustment here. I think we might have been a little bit loud. Now it'll hurt some quality of sound. So make a couple adjustments to sound quality here and levels, and hopefully it'll be a little bit better on your speakers at home. All right, so getting ready to introduce the starting lineups here. And as we mentioned, Lapine with a little bit of size with the Haley Hinkle girl at 6'1". And other than that, just a few that are about 5'8". And shorter. Warriors, of course, with Rosenbaum in the middle at about 5'11", and then four guards on the floor. So it's going to be all about perimeter defense and being able to put pressure on the ball handlers and passers, make life difficult on them on the outside. So they are not doing starting lineups here. Thought they were going to. The Lapine girls thought they were going to. They got everybody all lined up, and then they were told, yeah, that's not happening. So we're just going to tip it off and start, which makes me happy. So Hinkle definitely about 2 inches taller than Rosenbaum there at center court. They visit a little bit pre-game here, pre-tip. And Warriors trying to figure out who their assignments are as they're talking. I think they're going to play a lot of man-to-man defense here. We'll see as they're kind of matching up a little bit. Graham standing back defensively, kind of assuming that maybe we won't get the tap here as the Warriors don't line up anybody on the offensive end of half court. All right, we are ready to go. Hinkle and Rosenbaum jump it up, and Hinkle wins that, taps it back to Wolf. Wolf brings it across half court, matched up with by Plummer, kicks it out right side to Arnis. Arnis holds it, knocked away, and stolen by Jenna Lopez. Lopez gets it to Keely. Keely ahead to Williams. Williams, Maylin looks down low to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum dribbles it once, kicks it out. Graham on the left wing with it, crosses over, gets inside. Down to Rosenbaum again, back out to Graham, left corner three. Good! Keely Graham gets things started with a three-pointer from the left corner, and the Warriors have the first score of the game. Push the ball ahead to Westbrook on the left wing, now out on top. Wolf swings it over to Gerard. Gerard trying to look inside to Hinkle, now gets it to the high post. She spins, goes to the basket, loses Rosenbaum on the way, and Hinkle scores, makes it a 3-2 Warrior lead. Graham pushes it up hard on the right side to Plummer. Plummer pulls up, 17-footer right wing, way too strong. Rosenbaum puts it up, no good. Her ball, or her shot checked in part by Westbrook, and Westbrook now with the ball on the left wing. Westbrook out on top to Wolf. Wolf over to Arnis on the right wing. Arnis, Lopez on her, surveying the court. Now to Hinkle, top of the key extended. Hinkle calls out the play. Gets everybody moving now to Gerard. Gerard extended out near the half-court circle. Swings it left side to Westbrook. Not much movement in this offense. Westbrook starts to drive, cut off by Graham, and knocked away by Graham. Westbrook chases it down. He's back out to Gerard. Gerard now hands it to Wolf out on top. Wolf working left. Warriors still up 3-2 here, early first quarter. Wolf drives, loses it. They're going to call a foul in there, I think, possibly on Plummer. See who this is on. Nope, it's going to be on Williams reaching in. That's going to be the first foul of the game on either team. Westbrook to inbound, right side of the key on the baseline. Looks for the cutter, not there now. Gets it to Gerard in the right corner. Down low to Westbrook. Westbrook turns, misses the short one, gets it back, puts it up, misses again. Tipped out by Rosenbaum, and Arnis gets it. Arnis to Gerard, back out on top to Arnis. Arnis now gives it to Wolf. Wolf, top of the key, extended. Still 3-2 Warriors, 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Gerard, right wing, looking for a cutter. We're going to have an offensive foul called on illegal pick on Courtney Wolf as she gave a hip check to Lopez as she was trying to follow her man. So good job by Jenna. When you work hard on defense, you put a lot of pressure on those screeners to set good screens. Graham swings it over to Williams, left wing, now to Rosenbaum. Back out to Williams, cross court, Plummer, now on top to Graham. Graham goes down low to Rosenbaum, making that offense move, or the defense move, excuse me. Now Lopez, right side. Lopez gets in deep, travel, got away with it, ball knocked away. She tries to pass it to Plummer. Wolf, down on the left baseline, gives it to Gerard. Gerard dumps it down low, knocked away by Graham. Westbrook gets it back to Hinkle. Hinkle spins and scores on the right block. Good pass by Westbrook to Hinkle, and Hinkle has all four of the points for Lapine. 4-3 Hawks right now. They're in a 1-3-1 zone. Williams, left wing, three short. Ball tipped. Hinkle lost it. Lopez tips it out to Plummer. Plummer now to Williams. Williams, left angle, three short again. Westbrook with the rebound. A little first game rough patches here for the Warriors. There's a bad pass to Hinkle, picked off by Rosenbaum. She throws a bad pass in turn, and it's stolen by Wolf, and Plummer's going to get a reach-in foul called on her along the sideline right in front of the scorer's table here. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Warriors trail 4-3 to Lapine. It's not for lack of good shots for the Warriors. They've had good looks. They just haven't been able to get anything to drop outside of the one basket by Graham. Arnis penetrates in, throws up an off-balance lefty, and she's fouled by Lopez, I think. That'll be Lopez's first if it's her. Excuse me. It is on her. So three team fouls now on the Warriors, just one on the Hawks, and this will put Arnis on the line shooting two. First one rims around and goes in. Very short, but had enough on it that it made it over the front of the rim. She'll have one more. Warriors just need to get some shots to drop here. They've had some good looks. Second one short again. Rebound by Westbrook, blocked by Graham, and Rosenbaum comes down with it. So the Warriors escape that offensive rebound chance. There's a kick ahead to Plummer. Plummer drives, and she is fouled on the drive as she was going up for the shot. That's going to be on Kara Hinkle into the game. Hinkle, a sophomore. Haley Hinkle is a senior. Are they going to say it was on the drive or on the shot? I think they should be putting her on the line. The officials are discussing. They say, yes, should be two shots. Reg helping them out here from the sideline. So took them a while to figure out that that there were going to be shots on this foul. It was a good drive by Plummer, and she was definitely in the act of shooting, trying to scoop underneath the defense. Plummer to the line. First one. A little hard off the back of the rim. Into the game, Hannah Hatch. Hatch replaces Lopez. Hatch normally would be a starter, but has been recovering from mono and is back close to full strength, but just hasn't had the conditioning time to get into the kind of shape she'll be in another month. And we're going to have an offensive foul or a travel. I didn't see what the call was. Waiting for the official. I think it's going to be a travel call against the Hawks. So good pressure in the backcourt there by the Warriors. Warriors will have the ball on the baseline, right side of the key, about 6 feet. They look right down low to Rosenbaum. She lays it up and in. Somebody turned their back on her. Hinkle's out of the game, and the Warriors take advantage of it as Rosenbaum just turns to the basket. Her man thought she was going to screen up. Pass out on top. Gerard misses the three. Maylin Williams with the rebound. She pushes up the middle of the floor, gets it to Plummer. Plummer runs out and scores on the right side. Nice job by Plummer to get out, and a great pass by Maylin Williams to find her. Warriors up 8-5 now. Arnis with it on the right wing. Starts to dribble, kicks it back out. Now they swing it to Gerard out on top. Gerard, couple of dribbles, swings it to Wolf on the right wing, extended, gets a little screen from Westbrook. Plummer goes under that, they dump it down low, and a great block by Rosenbaum on Hinkle. Rosenbaum with the block, kicks it ahead, Williams over to Plummer, she misses the three, and Rosenbaum put a little effort in down there, trying to beat that Wolf box out. Hinkle coming back into the game, she's going to replace Westbrook, and it's going to get Lopez in also. Lopez coming into the game for Rosenbaum. Warriors are going to go to a zone here, and that's what the idea here is. They got five guards on the floor, and the Warriors are dropping into this 1-3-1 press. They weren't ready for it. They were a little miscommunication. But they're going to play a zone here, so they're going to double on Hinkle. There's a three-pointer from the right corner by one of the players there, number five. She misses it. Graham steps through, draws a blocking foul at the other end. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The miss was on Arna. Sorry, couldn't remember her name there. She missed the three. The Warriors run out on it, and Graham draws a foul at the other end. 8-5 Warriors, 3.5 minutes left to go first quarter. So the Warriors going small. Tallest player on the floor for the Warriors, probably Lopez at about 5'5". But they're going to double down on Hinkle when she has the ball in the low post and go small. Graham misses the first free throw. Keeley, one of the best free throw shooters in girls basketball in 3A last year. But it is early season. Still trying to find rhythm and the comfort zone out there. Second one by Graham. Perfect. Keeley with four in the game. 9-5 Warriors. So try to work on the sound there a little bit if I can. Somebody said I'm not sounding perfect. We'll try to work on that a little. There's a steal at the other end. Graham misses the attempt, but Plummer gets the rebound. Plummer steps through. Hatch, right corner three. Good! Hannah Hatch buries her first shot attempt of the year, and it is a three-pointer. Let me do this, see if we can adjust that sound a little bit. Turn the mic down. We'll turn the master up a little bit. And, Dave, you can let me know if that's any better or not. Okay, 3:08 to go in the first half. Warriors up 12-5. This was a 5-3 game. Warriors scored the first basket, make it 3-0. Five straight by the Hawks, and now the Warriors come back with 9-0 run. And they're in a 1-2-1-1, so a diamond and one press. Take advantage of the ball handling. They get it ahead to Cassidy Cummings into the game. The ball knocked away from her by Plummer and out of bounds. So Reg still trying to teach this defense, trying to get everybody on the same page. Warriors in a 1-3-1 half-court set here. There's a dribble around the top by Gerard. She loses the ball. Loose ball on the floor, and we should have a jump ball. Williams gets in on it. We'll try to adjust this volume a little bit more. Getting some feedback from Dave Adams at KLYC there. Try to get that set where it's better. All right, Warriors get the ball in the alternating possession. Kick ahead to Hatch. Three-pointer right wing. Buries another one. Hannah Hatch with her second three in as many attempts. And the Warriors go out 15-5 here as they look to blow out the Hawks in the first half. There's a throw down low. Hinkle with the rebound. And Graham comes out of there with it. Tries to throw it ahead. Finally gets it to Hatch. Hatch up the right wing. She slows down a little bit now. Resets it to Graham. Graham swings it left side. Williams, left angle, 21-footer. Good! Maylin Williams with her first basket of the year, and it's 18-5 Warriors. There's a loose ball. Williams gets the steal. Williams pushes it ahead, but a bad pass, and Arnis comes down with it. And then we're going to have a foul, or timeout taken, excuse me, by Lapine. Warriors up 18-5 with 2:07 left to go, first quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer. Because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it.
Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:07 left to go, first quarter. Warriors with an 18-5 lead, and this is a 15-0 Warrior run right now. And it's been spearheaded by defense and three-point shooting, which is exactly what we talked about. So out of the game is Lopez. Into the game, Courtney Kendall. Courtney, a junior guard, so the Warriors stay small. Giving up a lot of inches there to Hinkle down low. Both Hinkle girls into the game now, but the sophomore girl, not much of a basketball player. Graham knocks away the ball. It's loose across half court, and ball knocked loose. Plummer had it, and Gerard gets tied up with Graham. Good defense by Keeley out on top of that 1-3-1. Alternating possession goes back to the Hawks. And the Warriors will settle back into their zone defense here. Sitting in a kind of a 1-3-1 look still, but extending way out on the sides, giving it a little bit different look. Almost looks like a 2-3 when the ball goes out to the wing. Hinkle down in the right corner, doubled there, looks for a cutter, hits her sister. The other Hinkle goes in with the left hand, misses, and Gerard gets a rebound in traffic. This is where the Warriors going small, hurts a little bit. Out to Arnest, she misses a three, rebound by Cummings. Cummings doubled and reached in and tied up by Kendall. Nice job by Courtney. Cummings brought that ball down, and Kendall reached in, tied her up. Minute 26 left to go, first quarter, 18-5 Warriors. Graham swings it ahead to Plummer on the left wing, back to Graham out on top. Keeley works back towards the top of the key now to Kendall on the left wing. Kendall looking for a cutter, looking for Williams, not there. Now to Hatch out on top. Hatch swings it right to Graham. Graham down low to Kendall. Kendall with the put up, no good. Hinkle with the rebound. Nice cut, good pass. Kendall just didn't, might have rushed that shot a little bit knowing the 6-1 Hinkle was trailing her. Arnest lobs it down low to Hinkle. Hinkle misses the lay-in. Ball loose, gets it back. She's fouled. So the Warriors weren't quite ready on the defensive end, and Lapine really attacked it quickly, and in doing so are able to take advantage of that transition defense of the Warriors not being ready and getting themselves a good look. It's going to get Kaya back into the game. Rosenbaum to provide a little post presence here against Hinkle. Hinkle at the foul line for two. First one, no good off the back of the rim. She's got four in the game. She got both of those obviously very early, as the Warriors have been on a 15-0 run since about the 2-minute mark in this, 6-minute mark in the first quarter, 2 minutes in. Hinkle will have one more. Takes her time and comes up perfectly on that one. So 5 points for Hinkle. She breaks that Warrior run, 18-6 Warriors. Kendall on the left wing gives it back to Graham. Graham to Kendall at the top of the key. Pivots around, squares up, takes a dribble back over to Graham. Graham dribbles back to the right now. Crosses over, gets to the foul line, gets inside, loses the ball. Hinkle with a steal. Graham, I think, just dribbled that off her leg. Looked like. Arnest stolen by Graham and blocked by Arnest. There's a foul. Keeley Graham, frustrated about turning the ball over herself, decided to harass the ball handler immediately, and she picks the pocket of Arnest and gets back to the rim, draws the foul on Arnest. Arnest almost had the clean block on that, but just followed through on that, hitting Graham on the arm. Keeley back to the foul line to shoot two. 30 seconds left to go, first quarter. Graham takes a couple of dribbles and buries the first one. Keeley with 5 points here in the first quarter. So one more foul shot. Spins the ball back into her hand, takes another dribble, and buries that one. So her last three have been perfect. When she missed that first one, it was a little uncharacteristic. First free throw of the year, but now she's 3 out of 4. Pass ahead to Arnas. Arnas down low. Stolen by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum dropped back down from the wing to take away that passing lane and stole the pass intended for Hinkle. Graham crosses over, gets inside, hooks a pass out. Kendall for three. Little strong, back of the rim, no good, and the ball out of bounds to the Warriors. With 9.6 seconds left to go, Warriors will have it on the right side of the key on the baseline. They're going to stack this up. Kendall will inbound it. Courtney, nice bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch comes up short on the shot, but chases down her own rebound with 6 seconds. Out to Graham. Graham takes a 23-footer, strong on that one. Hinkle with the rebound, and the Warriors prevent the outlet pass. And so after one, Amity, 20, and Lapine, 6. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with second quarter action here on KLYC. This is Warrior Basketball.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend it.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Lapine High School. The Warriors lead the Lapine Hawks in this first round of this little mini tournament, two-day tournament here. 20-6 after one quarter. Good three-point shooting from the Warriors. They had a little bit of a slow start, but ended up hitting four threes in that first quarter. And three of those came on in succession. Two by Hatch, one by Malin Williams. And the Warriors used those 9 points to really generate that nice 15-0 run. Kind of the impetus behind that run there. Girard starts the second quarter, swings it over to Cummings. Cummings on the left wing, Warriors in this 1-3-1. Rosenbaum playing the middle of that, so she can drop down in front Hinkle. It's a step through by Arnas, misses. Westbrook had it, Lopez gets it away from her. Nice rebound by Jenna. Lopez to Williams. Graham getting a break right now. Ahead to Kendall. Kendall, 15-footer, stop and pop, banks it in. Courtney Kendall hits her first basket of the year, and the Warriors go up 22-6. Cummings with it on the left wing, extended. Back out on top to Girard. Girard swings it over to Arnas. Arnas hits a three-pointer from the right wing. Rotation was just a little bit slow, and Arnas has 4 in the game. Kendall, baseline, hits another one from 18 feet. Courtney Kendall takes one pass in the half-court offense there, but she got a good look on that baseline. The defense didn't come out on her, and she buries it again. Courtney's always been able to shoot the ball, no question about that. Last year, she really focused on playing defense, knowing that was what it was going to take to get some varsity time, and she's ready this year. Cross-court pass to Girard. Girard now swings it. Three-pointer by Cummings, Ray Strong. Hinkle fouled by Rosenbaum. It's going to be Kaya's first foul of the game. That air ball, kind of an air ball. It missed the rim, hit the glass, came off real hard. Rosenbaum wasn't ready with the box out yet, and Hinkle got herself a kind of a bunny putback there that she got fouled on. So Hinkle to the line to shoot 2. Takes the time. First one short. Air balls that one. So she's been all over the place on her 3 free throws. She was long on the first one, swished the second one. The third one didn't even graze the front of the rim. Couple of substitutions there for the Hawks into the game. See if I can get numbers. Looks like Wolf back in and Osborne into the game. Second one perfect. Hinkle now with 6 points in the game. Quick pass ahead to Kendall. Kendall leaves it for Williams. Top of the key, 3-pointer short. Long rebound. Plummer gets it, steps inside. No good. Hinkle affected that shot. She gets the rebound in the outlet pass to Wolf. Wolf pushes it up the left side to Osborne. Osborne looking inside. Nothing there. Kicks it back out on top to Wolf. Osborne on the left wing with it now. Not sure what she's doing there. She's got this little jab set back and forth, back and forth. Now she gives it out to Arnis. Arnis now over to Wolf on the right side. Wolf cross court to Arnis. Gets a three-point look. Banks it too hard. Rebound by Westbrook. She misses. Rosenbaum with the rebound. To Williams. Williams, long one ahead to Plummer. Plummer takes it in with the left hand and no good. Gets it back and stolen away by Hinkle. Plummer looked a little awkward there with that left hand. And Wolf going to be fouled by Plummer up the right sideline. Plummer a little frustrated there. It's going to be two on Plummer. That'll get Graham back into the game. So Plummer, a little frustration foul there on the drive. And that's seven on the Warriors. That'll be 1-1 for Wolf. So Graham checking into the game. Hinkle telling her bench that she needs a sub. Not in very good shape. So I don't know if she's coming back from an injury or what, but clearly not in basketball shape yet. She only played about 3 minutes and 4 minutes in the first quarter before she took herself out, and now taking herself out of the game again. And she heads behind the bench. I don't know if she has asthma or if she's got something else going, but she didn't go to the bench. Maybe she's dealing with a leg injury. I don't know. She's kind of nursing her left leg a little bit. Now she grabs, she's just not feeling good. She just grabbed a garbage can and headed behind the curtain, so she may be dealing with some other stuff. First one by Wolf is good. She'll have one more. So Hinkle disappears from view with a garbage can. Never a good sign for a basketball player when you need the garbage can. Wolf misses the second one. Long rebound pulled down by the other Hinkle, but she traveled. Good defense by the Warriors there. Kara Hinkle with the offensive rebound, but traveled with it. Warriors basketball, 5:52 left to go here in the first half. 24-11 Warriors. Graham back into the game now with the ball, brings it across half court. Graham, left angle to Lopez. Lopez looking for a cutter, not there. Out to Williams on top, swings it right side to Graham. Graham finds Lopez down low all by herself, lays it up and in. Nice backdoor cut by Lopez. She gets her first basket of the year. Warriors up 26-11. Out on top, Wolf with it. Against this 1-3-1 zone. Now down in the corner, Arnis for a three. No good. Lopez with the rebound on the weak side. Shovels it over to Graham. Graham, a couple of dribbles and up to Williams. Williams penetrates left side all the way in. Little strong, rolls off. Loose ball pulled out of there by Westbrook. Westbrook to Wolf. Graham hassles her a little bit. Reg yells for her to get back. He doesn't want that full court man pressure, especially if it's just one person. Osborne gives it back to Wolf. Wolf dribbles towards the right, now stops. Top of the key extended out to about 30 feet there. Hands it to Arnis. Arnis, little dribble drive. Throws up an awkward right-handed hook. No good. Westbrook with the rebound. Back out. Wolf for three from the left corner. No good. Rebound by Osborne. And pulled away by Williams. Maylin with the steal. She slows it up when she sees she doesn't have numbers and gives it to Graham. Graham across half court. Shovel pass over to the right side to Lopez. Good step through. Lays it up. No good. Rebound put back by Rosenbaum. A little soft. And her shot blocked out of bounds by Westbrook. Westbrook probably about 5'9". It's pretty good length in there. And Kaya thought she was just going to have a little uncontested layup and didn't see the defense coming. Warriors inbound. Down low, Williams. Out to Rosenbaum. Down in the corner. Graham for three. No good. And Osborne with the rebound. Traveled. Got away with it. Graham steals the outlet pass, though. Takes it in. Off balance. No good. Fights for it. Can't get it. It's going to be Lapine ball off of Graham. Graham not happy. Thought she was fouled there. Hatch into the game. Gets Kendall out. Courtney with a good first half so far. 4 points for the junior. So on the floor for the Warriors, Rosenbaum, Hatch, Williams, Lopez, and Graham. Wolf brings it up for the Hawks. Not sure why there was a screen set way over there. Somebody said screen on the far side of the zone. There's nobody anywhere near him. Missed three-pointer there in the corner by Arnis. And Hatch knocked to the ground as she went for the rebound. That's going to be on number 21, Kara Hinkle. Hinkle about 5'9", 5'10", something like that. Physical, but not a highly skilled player like her sister. Definitely more skilled, or cousin, or whatever it is. Into the game for the Warriors. Lopez out and in is Stables. Sydney Stables, sophomore guard. And the Warriors will inbound, take it the full length of the court here. 3:56 left to go as we're halfway through the second quarter. Graham laughing about something with Maylin. A little bit of pressure now, a little 1-2-2 pressure. Warriors go high post to Rosenbaum. She missed Williams on the other side. She drives inside down to Stables on the baseline. Sydney out to Maylin. Williams out to Graham. Now down to Stables. Stables looks inside to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum back out to Stables. 17-footer. No good. Weak side rebound by Gerard. Gerard up the left side. Gets inside and fouled from behind by Hatch. Gerard put the brakes on and went up for the shot. Hatch was right behind her, and she could not stop her first foul. Eighth team foul on the Warriors. That'll put Gerard on the line to shoot one-on-one. Gerard wearing a mask. Must have had a nose injury. First one. Front end of the one-on-one. Oh, they're going to call a shooting foul, so she's shooting two. That is the correct call. She misses the first. Tristan Harrison into the game. Replaces Kara Hinkle for the Hawks. Gerard will have one more. 3.5 minutes left to go. Second quarter. Gerard takes a couple of bounces. Puts it up long, but banks it in. So Gerard with her first point of the game. Warriors up 26-12, down in the corner. Stables starts to drive baseline, cut off there, back out. Williams for three from the left wing. No good. Stables tips it. Rosenbaum tipped it. Westbrook comes out of there with it, stolen by Williams. Williams bounced past to Rosenbaum, lays it up and in. Nice pass by Maylin Williams. Finds Kai Rosenbaum. Good pressure there by the Warriors to get the steal after the miss. Cross-court pass, Osborne. She swings it back cross-court. Now they go out top to Wolf. Wolf to Gerard. Gerard. Back to Osborne. Traveled. Change her pivot feet there right in front of the official. No call. Wolf swings it down low. Finds Westbrook cutting baseline. And Westbrook gets the lay-in behind Rosenbaum. Pass ahead to Hatch. Hatch, right wing. Cut off quickly there by Osborne. Starts to drive. Now kicks it back. High post. Rosenbaum flips it to Graham. Graham, left angle three for Maylin Williams. No good. And ball out of bounds to Lapine. Good box out there by Wolf on Williams to keep her from chasing down that second chance opportunity. 2.5 left to go, first half. Kendall going to come back in here. Wolf walks it up slowly. Dribbles left, cut off by Graham. Graham pokes, almost got the steal. Now Wolf uses that broken defense there to Osborne. She misses. Rosenbaum with a rebound. That was an easy one for Osborne. She couldn't put it down. Pass ahead to Stables. Stables drives. Off-balance shot. No good. And loose ball picked up by Gerard. Poked away. Stolen by Stables. Gerard gets it back and gets it to Wolf. Wolf throws the length of the court over Osborne's head out of bounds. Warriors basketball, minute 52 to go, first half. Warriors up 28-14. Kendall in. She's going to get Maylin Williams out of the game. So Rosenbaum, Graham, Kendall, Stables, Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. A little extended pressure here by Gerard. Graham goes past her, gets inside, all the way to the rim, lays it up, and in! Keely Graham. I don't know if she meant to finger roll that or not, but she didn't get it off the glass, but it kind of rolled around the rim and went in with a good touch. Graham now with 8 points here in the first half. Osborne drives off balance, no good. Rosenbaum tips. Westbrook gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Westbrook with 4 points in the game. Pass ahead. Kendall crosses over, gets inside. Little jumper, no good. Short ball loose. And Hatch scrambling for it. Westbrook gets it, and Kendall ties her up. Should be Warrior basketball here on the alternating possession. 1 minute left to go, first half. Hale coming into the game. Cheyenne Jr. replaces Stables. 30-16 Warriors. Graham will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. They box it up. She goes out to Kendall in the right corner. Kendall to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum back down in the corner. Graham for three. Short. Way short. Put it right in the crack up there. And rebounded by Wolf. Wolf pushes up. That's going to be a foul on Keeley. And my ink pen just completely fell apart on me here. Pick that up. Thank you, Reagan. Lopez going to come back into the game. I think she's going to get Graham out of here, maybe. Keeley's first foul. They've got it for two. I take that back. I missed a foul in there somewhere. So Keeley with two fouls. I lost my spring here. So this is not good. I don't know how I'm going to keep track of things. We'll have to get another pin at halftime here. So Graham with her second foul. My son's trying to find me another ink pin. We'll steal one somewhere. So Wolf to the line. Shoot one-on-one. And bangs the first one around. Misses and chases down her own rebound. Wolf goes baseline. Takes the shot. Draws contact. They're going to give her continuation on that. Foul's going to be on Lopez. That's her second. 10th team foul on the Warriors. So Wolf missed the free throw, ends up getting the basket and getting back to the line. Wolf's free throw attempt up and good. So Warriors letting Lapine back into this game a little bit here with some sloppiness on both ends of the floor. Warriors with the ball. Lopez goes down low to Kendall. Kendall turns, misses the short jumper. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Wolf. 35 seconds to go. Wolf throws it ahead. Osborne loses it off her leg out of bounds. Are they going to call? Yes, that is. No, they're going to say it went off of Blue. So it's going to be with 30 seconds to go. Baseline ball. They go out in the corner, and it's off of Wolf's hands out of bounds. She was trying to shoot before she had the ball in her hands. The defense didn't see her out there. A little discombobulated here for the Warriors the last 2 minutes or so. And Graham sits on the bench with a couple of fouls, waiting for the second half. 23 seconds to go. Lopez swings it out to Hatch. Three-pointer, left side, buries it! Hannah Hatch with her third three of the game. She's got 9 points, and the Warriors back up 33-19 now. A big shot for Hannah. She's going to be feeling good. We haven't seen this kind of three-point shooting range out of her. Hinkle down low, misses. Rebound by Hatch to Lopez. Lopez puts the brakes on. 1 second. Won't be able to get the shot off. And that is the end of the first half with the Warriors up 33-19, outscoring Lapine 13-2. That was 13-13 in that quarter. So after a 20-6 first quarter, 13-13 second quarter leaves the Warriors still up by 14 at halftime, 33-19. Warriors were led in the first half by Graham. Graham had 8 points. Oh, sorry, Hatch led him with 9. Hatch with 9, Graham 8, Rosenbaum and Kendall 4 each, Williams with 3, Plummer 3, Lopez 2. So good balance for the Warriors there in that first half. And for Lapine, they got 6 points out of Haley Hinkle, 4 out of Wolf, 4 out of Arnas, and 4 out of Westbrook, 1 out of Girard. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, get my voice a little bit of a break, see if I can find a better ink pen now to make it the rest of the way tonight. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it.
Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318. Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and
and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event. Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton. Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900. At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event. Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft Cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
Welcome back to halftime. Warriors up 33-19 on the Lapine Hawks. Girls got off to a little slow start in the first quarter, and then about the three minutes into the first quarter, the Warriors really took over, went on a 15-0 run, got themselves up 18-5 at one point, and Lapine chipped away at it a little bit there near the last maybe 2-3 minutes of the second quarter, and so the Warriors will need to come out in the third quarter, kind of get things back under control a little bit. When they had their, when they weren't in foul trouble, when Keeley was in the game, and Keeley and Alyssa both picking up a couple fouls as well as Lopez, and so having to rotate and spend some time on the bench there. But when they were all in the game, Warriors defense was really clicking, and they were able to shut down any semblance of an offense that LaPine could run. But when those girls started rotating in and out of the game, got some different combinations, then a little bit tougher for the continuity on the defensive end as well as the offensive end. The nice surprise there in the first quarter, of course, Hannah Hatch hitting three three-pointers. Hannah had a few threes last year, but usually would take a step in and take that little 17, 18 footer. It's more where she was comfortable. This year, she's extended that range clearly, very comfortable at the three-point line, hitting all three of those three-point attempts in the first half and not forcing anything, getting good looks. And when Graham's on the floor, her penetration ability into the lane is going to give good looks for shooters like Mei Lin and Hannah. So important for all those girls to stay on the floor and out of foul trouble. So, as I said, Graham with two, Lopez two, and Plummer two fouls there in the first half. Hatch had a foul, Rosenbaum with one foul. No foul trouble at all for LaPine that I know of. Not that I noticed anyway. And the Warriors got nine out of Hatch on those three threes. Graham with a three-pointer, a two-point field goal, and three free throws for her 8 points. Rosenbaum with a couple of baskets. Courtney Kendall with a couple of baskets. Lopez with one. Plummer with 3 points. And Williams hit a three-pointer. I think it was about one for five from three-point range, though. So need to see Maylin kind of find her stroke and really get going there. All right, one more quick break. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, yes. It's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it. Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, Warrior fans, we're getting ready to start the third quarter here. On the floor for the Warriors. Going to go small to start the third quarter and try to get that 1-3-1 going, I think. It's going to be Hatch, Plummer, Lopez, Williams, and who did I miss in there? Hatch, Plummer, and Graham. Keeley. On the floor for LaPine. Going to be Wolf, Westbrook, Osborne, Hinkle, and who else is out there? Number five, Arnas. All right, ready to go here. 8 minutes on the clock. Warriors up 14. See if they can't extend that lead here in the third quarter. Wolf with it out on top. Alternating possession goes to LaPine to start this quarter. They look down low. Ball knocked away and stolen by Williams as they double down on Hinkle. Good job by the Warriors guards there. Lopez, left angle three, short, follows her own shot. She battles Westbrook. We got a jump ball. That'll be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. It was a good look for Lopez there as she got the wide open look from three-point range on the left wing. Williams gets it into Graham in the corner. Down to Williams, a low block, back out. Lopez for another three. Good! Jenna Lopez buries the three-pointer. She's got five in the game, and the Warriors go up by 17. Wolf now, top of the key, extended out by the center circle. Looking left, down on the left wing. Extended out there to Arnas. Arnas battling Plummer. Works off a Hinkle screen, can't get anything, back out to Wolf. Wolf holding the ball, looking for cutters. Now goes left side to Osborne. Warriors in this 1-3-1 zone. Ball tipped away by Graham. Osborne gets it back inside to Westbrook. She misses. Ball's loose. Williams battling. Hinkle gets it. Graham comes out of there with it. So all kinds of missed shots and then a reach-in foul on Hinkle. She was just trying to get out of the way and decided to reach for the basketball as she was trying to get away from Graham and got Graham across the arm. Westbrook out quickly here, just a minute and 6 seconds into the third quarter, and they bring in Gerard. So now 1-3-1 zone for the Hawks as well. Graham to Plummer on the right wing. Down in the right corner to Lopez. Lopez looks for a cutter. Now she'll take the three. Air balls that one badly. That one came off wrong. And Gerard down low. Williams ties her up. Alternating possession will go back to the Hawks. Minute and a half almost gone here in the third quarter. Now the Warriors going to come up in man pressure, it looks like. Gerard trying to inbound it on the baseline, looking for somebody. Finally gets it in to Arnis. Arnis almost throws it away back to Gerard. Gerard, underneath her own basket, throws it ahead to Osborne. Finally gets it across to Wolf. Just in time, Wolf scoops in and lays it in on the left side. Once you break the press, a lot of times it ends up getting an easy basket. Plummer on the right wing. Looks down low in the corner to Graham. Graham out. Williams pops out for a right angle three. No good. Hinkle with the rebound. Hinkle controls it to Gerard. Now to Wolf. Wolf walks it across. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Got to Arnis on the right wing. Arnis down mid post to Gerard. She's doubled. Dumps it down low to Osborne and Hinkle in the same spot. Hinkle comes out of there with it. Turns, pivots, misses short, gets it back, puts it up, fouled. She does not jump. She's 6'1 with long arms and just kind of gets that position and holds it. Rosenbaum going to come back into the game. I think after this first free throw. Foul is on Williams, her second. First one by Hinkle, up and no good. That one was left. Told you she's been all over the place here from the foul line. She's 2 out of 5. Lopez out. Rosenbaum in. Rosenbaum going to stay up high on the right side. Nope, she's going to switch with Williams now. Hinkle taking a timeout there to tie her shoe at the foul line. So now here we are, ready to go. Hinkle takes a few dribbles. And takes her time, puts it up, and hits that one. So 3 out of 6 from the line now for Hinkle, and she has 7 points in the game. Graham on the right wing, drives baseline, hooks a pass wildly out top. Hatch saves it, but saves it into Wolf. Wolf working on Plummer. Plummer cuts her off. Wolf takes it into her chest and draws a foul. That was really good defensive positioning by Plummer, giving ground the whole way, but a better job by Wolf to really force the contact. That's going to get Kendall off the bench and into the game. Plummer with her third foul. Wolf to the line. Warriors up 14, same as they were at halftime. Wolf rims the first one in. Very flat shot. Just barely gets it over the front of the rim. Rattles around and stays in. So Plummer, unfortunately for Alyssa and the team, out here early in the third quarter with 3 fouls. Second one for Wolf. Takes her time. And misses that one. Williams, good box out, gets the rebound. Gets it ahead. Kendall, bounce pass to Hatch. Lays it up and in. What a great pass by Courtney Kendall to find Hatch. Cutting down the left side. Hatch gets the left-hand lay-in for the basket. 38-23 Warriors. Arnis, right angle with it. Dribbles left. Gets a screen. Gets cut off. Ball tipped by Hatch. Gets it to Gerard, and she's fouled by Hatch, who got there just a little bit late. Hatch tipped the ball, was kind of chasing after it. Gerard grabbed it, and as she took her first step towards her dribble, collided with Hatch. Should be the second foul on Hatch by my record. They've got it with a first. I think they confused a foul on Hatch and Graham in the first half, or I did, one of the two. Wolf goes baseline, falls backwards, trying to draw a foul. No good. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Rosenbaum ahead to Williams. Williams swings it to Kendall. Kendall fakes, gets inside. Little jumper, way too strong. Rosenbaum with a steal on the loose ball, and then she is travels. So Kaya had an excellent defensive play there to sneak in and take that rebound away, but then got low and hunched over with the ball and was double teamed down there low on that right side of the block. Ended up traveling. Warriors trap Wolf. She throws it ahead to Gerard. Gerard down low to Hinkle. Hinkle puts it up and in over the top of Rosenbaum. Haley Hinkle with 9 in the game. Kendall crosses over, goes left, kicks it back out to Graham. Graham on top, Williams, top of the key, three, no good, looked good, wasn't. Wolf with another rebound. Wolf giving the Warriors some problems down here with her quickness. Hooks a pass down low to Hinkle, knocked away by Graham. Good hustle by Keeley to take away that passing lane. Hawks will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. They box it up, screen across, kind of. Throw it into Wolf out on top. Puts up a 23-footer. No good. Hatch with the rebound to Kendall. Kendall ahead to Graham. Keeley up the right side to Williams. Williams turns. Open for three. No good. Bounces around. No good. Rosenbaum tips it out. Kaya frustrated. Thought that ball might have gone off of one of the Hawks players. 4:23 left to go, third quarter. Warriors up 38-25. This is the closest that the Hawks have been in quite a while in this game. Kind of a weak trap by the Warriors. They pass it ahead to Hummings into Hinkle. Misses the jumper. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Kaya needs to get stronger with that ball. She looks timid with it when she has it. Graham with it now on the right wing. Goes down low. Kendall on the baseline. Turns. Pops from 15. Courtney Kendall, with 6 points in the game, is really giving the Warriors a nice lift off the bench. Now they trap a little bit more adamantly, but there's no cutoff on the angle pass. Cross court to Gerard. Gerard scoops in with the right hand, no good. And she goes over the back, but I think they're going to call the foul on Kendall coming up underneath her. I don't know. They're going to call this on Rosenbaum. And it's two on Kaya, I believe. So Kaya must have reached in from the side on that. Gerard to the line to shoot two, I believe. 40-25 Warriors right now. Feels like the Warriors are just so close to just blowing this game wide open, but just not able to finish some plays and some loose balls going the wrong way. And first one missed by Gerard. She'll have one more. Got 1 point in the game. She's one out of three from the foul line. And now she's two out of four. Gerard. Nope. They're bringing Cummings is coming out. Westbrook back into the game. Now Lopez comes in for Rosenbaum. Kaya frustrated. But Reg looking for that quickness out there right now. So Graham, Lopez, Williams, Hatch, and Kendall on the floor for the Warriors. Graham picks up her dribble, swings it right side to Williams, fakes the three back out to Graham. Graham now finds Kendall. Kendall with a little dribble drive out to Williams. Open look from three-point range, no good. And rebound by Lopez, puts it up. She misses, and ball loose, pulled out of there. And then a foul called on Graham as the rebound was pulled out of there by Arnis. Just kind of a sloppy play there. That's three, though, on Graham. So some concern there for Coach McShane. 3:21 left, third quarter, 40-26 Warriors. Wolf walks it up slowly. Swings it right side to Arnis. Arnis looking for the cutter. There's Hinkle. Hinkle turns, misses. She has no problem finding position down there, but she does not finish well. Hatch to Williams. Williams on the left wing extended. Now out to Graham on top. Back to Williams. Open look from three-point range. Rims it in and out. She just has not been able to find the range tonight. She's one out of, like, probably eight or so from three-point range. Down low to Hinkle. Hinkle backs Kendall down. Turns short. Kendall with a rebound. Well, Hinkle is just not a good finisher around the rim for being 6'1". Lopez on the right wing, down low. Now out to Williams. Malin starts to drive. Fouled, no call, gets it back. And we're going to have finally a reaching foul called on Gerard. Should have been a foul earlier. Three-man officiating crew here. You'd think they wouldn't miss anything obvious. So the foul going to be on Gerard. And 2:28 to go. They're going to take a timeout. So, 40-26 Warriors, 2:28 left to go, third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Be right back.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally-owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 14. A little bit of foul trouble for the Warriors. Graham with three, so she needs to be careful. On the floor for the Warriors, Plummer, Graham, Lopez, Hatch, and Kendall. And it's going to be Warrior basketball down underneath their own basket. Right side of the key on the baseline. Kendall in the corner to Lopez. Swings it out to Graham. Graham down to Plummer. Her shot blocked by Westbrook and then knocked out of bounds. And Plummer saying, how is that not a foul? Just beside herself there, but no official called anything, so it's just ball out of bounds. Kendall inbounds up high to Graham. Graham, harness on her. Graham steps back, tough 18-footer and buries it. That was a tough shot by Keely Graham, her first basket here of the second half. She's got 10 in the game. Down in the corner, Arnis puts up a flat three, short, and the rebound should be a foul. Nice job by Keely. Keely got inside position, and the foul will be, I believe, on Haley Hinkle, and we'll go the other way. Graham gets position on you. Keely is strong. She's going to hold the position A. She's going to jump to go get the ball, which Hinkle doesn't do. And Keely, between the positioning and the jumping, her quickness and strength nullified Hinkle's any advantage Hinkle had with that 6'1 frame and long arms. And then Graham just pulled the ball down towards her waist and pulled Hinkle over her back into the floor. Nice move by Graham, and that was the foul on Hinkle. Lopez, right angle, three. Good! Jenna Lopez hits her second three of the half. 8 points in the game for the junior. Warriors now up 19, 45-26. Wolf works left. They put Plummer out on the top of that 1-3-1 now, and there's a foul on the drive. It's going to be on Lopez, I believe. If so, that'll be three on her. It is on Jenna. So Reg moves Plummer out to the top of that 1-3-1 to try to keep Keely out of foul trouble. They go in the corner to Westbrook. Out to Wolf, fakes the three, drives, gets in traffic, lays it up and in. Lopez didn't want to pick up the foul, neither did Plummer. And as a result, Wolf gets a good look. Hatch hits a two-pointer on the left wing, coming right back the other way. Hannah Hatch with 13 points in the game. Shot the lights out, folks. Arnis on the left wing. Swings it cross court, tipped away, and stolen by Hatch. And there's a foul. Hatch didn't actually get the steal. She would have had the steal. As she went to chase it down, Gerard wrapped her up around the waist and then apologized. Says, sorry, I didn't mean to do anything weird there. Wasn't trying to hurt you at all. Just kind of where Hannah ended up as Gerard was reaching for the ball. Audrey Clark getting ready to check into the game for the Warriors. The next dead ball, 47-28 Warriors, minute 9 to go, third quarter. Plummer, right wing. Dribbling around over there, gives it up to Kendall. Kendall might have traveled, got away with it if she did. Hatch swings it to Graham, loses the ball, chases it down by half court. Beats Arnis there, bounce pass over to Kendall. 17-footer, short, and Plummer saves it back into Wolf. Wolf, almost fouled by Lopez, pushes hard up the left side, tries to throw ahead, and Osborne tips it, rolls loose. Hatch had it, tipped it off of Gerard's leg and out of bounds. So Clark into the game. She's going to replace Kendall. Courtney done a great job off the bench tonight. She has done so. She has 6 points in the game. That's the kind of lift Reg has needed, some offense off that bench. Clark playing the high post there for the Warriors. They lob into her. Trouble controlling the ball. Gets it back. Back out to Plummer. Right side, Lopez looking inside. Not there. Out to Plummer. Plummer swings it to Hatch. Hatch, Clark, high post. Clark turns. Finds Plummer. Not there. Plummer takes a dribble left. Shoots the air ball. Graham gets the rebound. Baseline 10-footer. No good. And rebound by Hinkle. 7 seconds to go. So Warriors at least ate some time up. And there's the loose ball. Bodies flying as Plummer goes flying to the floor, grabbing her wrist as she comes up slowly as she and Wolf collided. And she's still down. She might have sprained that wrist a little bit. The shot was missed at the end of the second quarter, the end of the third quarter there. Graham helping Plummer up. Plummer and Wolf just kind of collided. Wolf shoved off with the right arm, center flying. And it's going to get Kendall back into the game for Plummer. It's Plummer nursed that wrist coming to the sideline. That can really hurt if you land wrong on that wrist. All right, we've got a quick break here. 47-28 Warriors after three. You're listening to KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. On Point is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And On Point keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Ready to start the fourth quarter here. Warriors up 19 on the Hawks in control of this game. Unfortunate incident there at the end of the third quarter as Plummer and Wolf collided. Plummer went flying to the floor. Wolf kind of put a shoulder and arm extended into her. And Plummer nursing a sore wrist now on the sideline. Into the game for the Warriors. Rosenbaum along with Graham, Hatch, Kendall, and Lopez on the floor. Lopez and Graham each with three fouls. Plummer has three also, but she's probably going to take the rest of the night off on the bench there with that wrist. Lopez will inbound it as the Warriors have the ball to start the fourth quarter on the alternating possession. Lopez gets it in to Hatch. Hands it back to Jenna. Lopez, top of the key extended, swings it to Graham on the right angle. Graham gets a screen. Another screen, this one from Rosenbaum. Turns, pulls up, 18-footer, short. Rosenbaum battling, can't hang on to it, and it's off her and out of bounds. So, empty possession there for the Warriors to start the fourth quarter. Wolf still running the point for the Hawks. Ends it up, picks up her dribble, traveled, got away with it. Right in front of the official. She wanted to make a pass. It wasn't there. She turned or switched pivot feet as she was off balance. Rosenbaum with a steal, though. Gets it into Graham. Graham to Kendall. Kendall drives the lane, draws the foul on Hinkle. Good job by Courtney not to be afraid of the 6'1 girl in there. So Kendall will go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the year for her. So winner of this game will play Burns. Burns defeating Lost River 42-41 in the earlier game this afternoon. Don't forget to follow this one. Be about 20 minutes after this game, the boys will take on Lapine as well. First one by Kendall, good. 7 points in the game for the junior. Courtney will have one more. Takes a couple of dribbles, rolls the ball in her hand. Deep knee bend and hits the other one. She gets those fingers bent so far back, it looks kind of awkward to me, but it's the way that she's grown up shooting, and she does it well. 8 points in the game for Courtney. Pass into the high post, knocked away by Rosenbaum and out of bounds, and it went off of Hinkle. So nice job by Kaya that time to pressure that inbound pass to the high post. Ridge complaining the score's not right, and it's not. Warriors should be up 21. They've got them by 20 right now. Ron Huber working with JV and helping out assistant coach Reg this year, coming down to check on the scorebook to see why the scoreboard there. They still have it at 48. Now it's 49-28. Warriors basketball. Rosenbaum right wing throws it for some reason into traffic there, and it's pulled out of there by Hinkle. And then we're going to have a reach-in foul by Kendall in the backcourt, trying to get the ball from Hinkle. Courtney took a shot to the ribs. Reg says, hey, look at the clock here. Look at the scoreboard. Absolutely no reason to force anything, no reason to commit a backcourt foul. It's going to get Malin into the game for somebody. Hinkle going to the line to shoot 1-1. So the sub should happen now. And it does. Malin coming in, Courtney going out. 7:03 left to go in this one. 49-28 Warriors. Hinkle to the line to shoot 1-1. Hinkle is 3 out of 6 from the line tonight. She's missed the first one every time. And she does this one also, and we're going to have a lane violation on somebody. So lane violation on the Warriors. I think it was on Lopez. So Hinkle will get another one. Takes her time, puts it up, and misses that one. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Good job by Kai under there. Gets it ahead to Lopez. Lopez up the right side. Slows up at the three-point line. Looks inside. Not there to Lopez. Top or to Rosenbaum. Top of the key. Back to Lopez. Lopez on the right side. Working against the other Hinkle. Now she goes high post to Rosenbaum. Looks down low to Malin. Can't hang on to a good defense by Osborne. Hinkle with the rebound. Or the loose ball. And then a reach-in foul on Lopez from behind. Going to get Fuller into the game here. It's going to be a foul on Lopez, her fourth. Fuller in, Rosenbaum out. Good to see Abby getting some varsity time this year. Hale also going to check in. Reg having a talk with Kaya about defensive positioning, or no, about running the offense. There's a point at the offensive end. 6:38 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up comfortably right now. On the floor for the Warriors, Hale, Hatch, Williams, Graham, and Fuller. Wolf hits the front end of the 1-1. She'll have another one. She's got 6.5 and 10 in the game. Leading scorer for the Hawks. Haley Hinkle has 9 for them. Second one for Wolf. Shoots the ball very flat. This one she gets a little bit more arch on and buries a pair. The Warriors by 19. Get the ball into Malin Williams. Williams pushes it up hard. Gets onto Osborne's hip. Now bounce pass to Graham. Graham lays it up and in. Nice cut by Keeley. And you just see the experience of those two playing with each other for the last 2+ years. Malin knew she was coming. They go low to Hinkle. Hinkle turns, hooks a shot, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds off of Hatch. She and Osborne were battling for it. Harness out. Cummings in. Hawks will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. Osborne gets it to Wolf. Wolf, little drive, steps through, awkward shot, fouled by Williams. Wolf just aggressively taking it to the basket every time she has the ball. And Gerard going to get into the game. We got people shuffling in and out of this game left and right. Reg wants a timeout. And finally going to... So... The official wasn't paying any attention, so now he's going to let Wolf have a free throw. Wolf hits the first. And Gerard Westbrook will be back into the game for the Hawks. And the Warriors, up 20, will come to the sideline and take a full timeout. So, 6:15 left to go. 51-31 Warriors. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-031.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy & Son is there for you. A trusted friend for 5 generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation and a myriad of options. Let Macy & Son walk that journey with you. Macy & Son McMinnville, 5 generations helping with funeral and family needs.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Fourth quarter here at Lapine, where the Warriors lead the Hawks 51-31 in this girls' 3A matchup. We've got a little problem on the clock here. The official or the clock keeper ran the clock during the timeout instead of running the timeout clock. Most scoreboards have a timeout clock that you push the timeout button. It starts a 1-minute timer, and this guy can't figure out how to reset the time to 6 minutes and 8 seconds. So Coach Huber might have to go help him. So we've ended up with about a 2-minute timeout now while he tries to figure this out. It's not that hard. Ron Huber could go help him, and Ron needs to go help him. I'm telling him he needs to go help him. The clock operator doesn't know how to deal with the tenths on this. You have to add an extra zero to the end when you enter the time, or else it comes up wrong. There we go. Finally, he gets it pushed in. Took him about 7 or 8 tries there, I think. So 51-31, 6:08 left to go, fourth quarter. Both teams over the limit now. Warriors will be shooting 1-1 the rest of the way. The Warriors will be shooting 2 the rest of the way, and Lapine 1-1. Wolf hits the second one after the timeout. And Warriors up 19 with the ball. Graham brings it across half court. Working on Wolf, backs it out towards the center circle, crosses over on Wolf, drives hard. Wolf's going to get the foul. That'll put Graham on the line to shoot 2 if the board is right up there. That would be 10 team fouls. No, it's going to be 1-1 for the Warriors. That's the 7th team foul on Lapine. They've got this all messed up. They've got the fouls on the wrong team. They just made it 10 team fouls, but it's not 10 team fouls. It's only 7 team fouls, and the scoreboard is all messed up here. So Graham shooting 1-1. Hits the first one. Keeley with 5.5. 13 in the game. Second one. Long rim. Gets her own rebound. Lost it off her foot. Now gets it back, and Wolf over the back picks up the foul. That'll put Graham back on the line to shoot 1-1. So the scoreboard is all messed up there. But they're going to... So Graham at the line should be shooting 1-1. The officials don't know because the scoreboard's been all screwed up here. He said she's going to shoot 2. She should be shooting 1-1. So now they get it right. Graham, first one. Short, but it bangs around and goes in. Good shooter's touch there for Keeley. Wolf out with her 4 fouls. Arnas into the game for the Hawks. 53-32. The fourth quarter is taking forever, folks. The official did a good job coming over, checking the book to see how many actual fouls there were. I wanted to make sure that was right. There's 8 on Lapine and 9 on the Warriors. Graham to the line for the second half of her 1-1 here. She hit the first. Second one rattles the cage and goes in. So Keeley now with 7.5. Arnas starts to drive, loses the ball, stolen by Fuller. Fuller with the rebound, and then she is tied up by Westbrook. Alternating possession will go to the Hawks. They'll inbound right side of the key on the baseline. Gerard gets in the corner to Westbrook. Westbrook swings it out to Arnas. Arnas traveled, got away with it. Graham cuts her off. Arnas, nowhere to shoot. Tipped by Williams on the pass. Gerard comes down with it. Down the corner to Arnas. Graham on her. They go back out to Cummings. Hands back to Arnas. Arnas puts up a long 3. Good. It's the only thing that she's shown that she can do is hit the 3. She's got 2 of them in the game, 7 points total. 19-point Warriors lead. We come up on 5:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Graham. Warriors have been in control since a 15-0 run in the first quarter. Hale with it. Inside. Williams turns. Jump hook. No good. Fuller had it, and she's fouled. So Abby Fuller will go to the line to shoot 1-1. A daughter told me that when they played over at Western Christian on Wednesday, Abby hit a pair of foul shots. So we'll see if she can do the same here tonight. 1-1. Fuller to the line. One thing Abby has, she's worked very hard, but she is long. She's about 5'10", but long arms, high shoulders. Misses the free throw, though. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Hawks as they bring it across half court and then take a timeout. 4:53 to go. Fourth quarter, Warriors up 54-35. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it.
Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
Warrior basketball from LaPine High School. 4:53 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors with a commanding 19-point lead. It's been kind of the way it's been for most of the second half. The Warriors keeping their lead kind of between about 17 and 21 points. On the floor for the Warriors, Graham, Fuller, Williams, Hale, and Hatch. Warriors come out man-to-man defense. Gerard with the ball. Gives it to Westbrook on the right angle, down in the corner to Arnas. Arnas, Graham on her. Takes the dribble, now gives it up to Cummings. Cummings starts the dribble, Hale cuts her off. And we're going to have a jump ball. We are. Nice job by Cheyenne Hale to tie up Cummings. As she tried to hand off the pass. And the Warriors get the ball. And they have a little full court pressure. They stack it up. Maylin throws it long. Hatch can't quite get to it. Ball's loose. Fuller chases it down. She's fouled. No call. Gets it to Graham, though. Job by Abby. Good presence of mind. Graham crosses over a couple times. Steps back. Cross court now to Hale. Hale down low to Fuller. Ball knocked away. Fuller chases it down, and she stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. So a good try getting the ball into the low post to Fuller. Sydney Stable is going to come into the game for the Warriors at the next dead ball. 4:15 to go. Osborne gives it up to Cummings. Cummings dribbles right, throws up an off-balance shot, and she's fouled. Lots and lots of fouls in this game. That'll be 10 on the Warriors, and that'll put Cummings on the line shooting two. Becca Safransky going to come in at the next dead ball as well. Warriors up 54-35. Cummings hits the first foul shot, her first point of the game. Hatch out and Graham out of the game. So Reg hoping that 4 minutes is a manageable time for his backups here. Up 18. Cummings misses the second one. Rebound by Safransky. And Hale throws it away, but Safransky comes down with it. Finally gets it to Maylin Williams. Williams brings it up on the left side. High post to Fuller. Back out to Hale. Hale down the right side. Little runner, short. And ball loose, and Williams comes out of there with it underneath the basket. Swings it out. Stable. Stable's 8-footer, no good. And the rebound to Wolf. Wolf ahead to Hinkle, all by herself, lays it up and in. Reg might have gone to his deep bench here a little too quick. He's got his point guard on the bench here, and there's the Warriors throwing the ball away again almost. Hale finally chases it down, dribbles up the right side, and she's fouled. So yeah, fouls almost every time down the floor here for the last 6 or 7 minutes. 54-38 Warriors, 3:25 to go. It's the 10th team foul on the Hawks, so Hale will go to the line to shoot two. Cheyenne, a junior, struggling with some shin splints this fall. Short on the first free throw. She'll have one more. Plummer laughing and talking with the other girls on the bench, so the wrist must not be hurting too bad. So hopefully she'll be able to go tomorrow. Second one missed also. Hinkle comes down with the rebound, so a pair of misses there for Hale. Wolf drives all the way in. Misses the shot. Awkward shot there. Safransky going to be fouled by Wolf, and that'll be five on Wolf. That'll foul her out of the game. So waiting for a sub here to come up off the bench. It will be number 23, that's Harrison, into the game as Wolf fouls out. So finally the official, I don't know what he's waiting for here. The girl's standing there. He waits about 10 seconds and then finally realizes that's who the sub is for. I am a little concerned that these are the three guys that are going to be doing the next game as well. That's usually what they do with these three-man crews. They have them work back-to-back games. I'm not sure this guy can handle varsity boys. So Fransky at the line, misses the first free throw. Warriors need to do a little work on their free throw shooting. Clark into the game, Fuller out. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left. And Graham came back into the game. I think Reg realized he needed some more ball handling in there. Without Keeley, the ball handling's just not where you'd like it to be. Second miss by Safransky, rebound by Hinkle. Push it ahead on the right side to Arnis. Arnis tries to go down low, not there, out to, now they go high post to Hinkle. Hinkle turns on Clark. She's going to draw the foul on Audrey. Audrey trying to body her up as she went to the spin move there. With Hinkle, you just got to back off or you let her have that 15-footer all day. She hasn't shown she can make anything. And so Clark picks up her first foul of the game, puts Hinkle on the line to shoot two. First one by Hinkle. Misses wide left. This girl's free throw shooting is all over the place. And I'll say that as a personal insult to her, but somebody did not do a good job teaching her how to shoot a basketball because that ball rarely goes the same place twice in a row. Second one bounces off the back of the rim and drops in. Shoots about 50% from the foul line. Pass ahead to Clark. Clark looking for something, gives it to Stables. Stables holds her pivot foot barely and gets it back to Keeley. She settles things down. Keeley, top of the key, extended out by the half court. Drives left, gets a little screen, goes low to Clark. Clark turns, hook shot, wild shot, no good. Loose ball, Stables ties up Gerard. Gerard throwing some elbows in there. Stables avoids those elbows, that's good. So Audrey, though, with a good aggressive move there, just kind of a wild shot, trying to post a 6'1 girl down there, but it was a good, strong move. I know that's something Reg has talked with his post players about. It's like when you get the ball in the low post, be aggressive with your move. The shot might have been a little wild, but the aggressive move creates a challenge for the defense because they have to respond to that aggression. If you're passive and you just pass the ball out all the time, the defense doesn't have to react to you in the low post. Cummings with it on the right wing. Starts to drive, cut off. Safransky bumps her baseline. No call there. Loose ball. Safransky gets it. Stables bumps into her and knocks her out of bounds. So Sydney couldn't put the brakes on, and she ran into the back of Safransky. They're both going for the ball. Safransky had the ball, and Sydney knocked her out of bounds. So Hawks ball left side of the key. They lob it in. Get it in. No good on the shot by Harrison. She gets the ball back and puts it up and in. Had a little confusion there on who's guarding whom out there because nobody had Harrison. Williams tries to throw it to Stables on the cut, throws it away. 2:01 to go. Warriors up 13. And Reg right now probably not very happy with this. He's going to take a timeout. Because there's a lot of balls just being thrown away out there by the Warriors. Reg would like to see this game get closed out a little bit better. I think we might see Hatch coming back into the game here potentially, but we'll see. This five should be able to finish out this game against the Hawks. Just a 30-second timeout here with 2:01 to go in the game. But they got to take better care of the basketball. And really, that ball needs to be in the hand of Keeley or May Lynn against that pressure defense. Those are the two that have the experience out. The other three don't have the experience handling the ball against that kind of pressure. So Reg having an instruction conversation with him right now, talking about what he wants on both ends of the floor. 2 minutes to go. Stables and Clark talking as they head out onto the floor. Those are good buddies, joking around a little bit. Becca Safransky, great role model, senior girl, not a great basketball player, she knows that, has worked her tail off for 4 years, loves playing basketball, knows that there's, you know, being a 5 foot 5 inch post or 5 foot 4 inch post is a little tough, but she's a great kid, a great leader on the team, she works hard, she's a great role model for these younger girls, just has a tremendous work ethic on the floor, in the classroom, and a great attitude, and the younger girls can learn a lot from that. Gerard brings it up, under 2 minutes to go. So Wolf is fouled out. Hinkle's not in the game, so their two most effective players aren't in there. There's a drive, an awkward shot, no good. Williams with the rebound. They try to pressure her. She gets it over to Graham. They're trying to pressure Graham. She goes ahead to Williams. Williams up to Stables. Stables, 17-footer, no good. Loose ball, tied up. Safransky. Safransky ties it up with Cummings, and on the alternating possession, it'll go back to the Hawks. I think, no, they're going to call foul. I didn't see that coming. Foul's going to be on Safransky, a little too aggressive down there, and that will put Cummings on the line to shoot two. Cummings 1 for 2 from the line so far today. Getting a pregame team picture down here. As Megan Hatch comes over, takes a picture of the boys. Cassidy Cummings hits the first, cuts it to 12. Got Ian Mottenberg over here doing the film work for the teams. Appreciate Ian doing that. Second one, no good. And Safransky, Clark battle for the rebound, both on the same team. Safransky comes out of there with it. So Cummings misses the second one. Graham pushes up the left side, bump, no call. Out to Clark. Clark. Couple of dribbles, gives it to Williams. Now to Graham. Graham out by the center circle with it, a minute 20 to go. Gerard on her. Graham crosses over, drives, bounce pass to Clark. Clark lays it up, a little too strong. Safransky puts it up, no good. Two of them with a good chance there. They just need to hustle back. Graham up on Gerard, making life difficult for her. Graham with a pick. In the open floor, Keeley will take it in and score. Keeley Graham with a steal in the basket, doing what Keeley does really, really well, and that's put pressure on ball handlers. 56-42 Warriors. Clark tips it away. Cummings comes down with it. Cummings goes to go baseline, cut off by Safransky. Now out to Arness. Arness drives. Stables got a hand on it to Harrison. Harrison misses. Safransky is going to get a reach-in foul. She went for the rebound. The ball went high over her head. Cummings came down with it. Safransky turned around and reached for the ball and got a piece of the wrist. So Cummings back to the line. Instructional time for both coaches here. A lot of young players on the floor. Keeley and May Lynn kind of the stabilizing factors out there for the Warriors. So Cummings to the line to shoot two. 37 and a half seconds to go in this one. She makes the first. She's made the first each time and missed the second. So, see if that stays true. Second one is up and no good. Graham with the rebound. Keeley high for that one. Keeley as good a rebounder as there is, inch for inch, anywhere in the state. So strong. Gets off the floor well. High points the ball. Just does a great job. Graham and Williams play catch out top. 22 seconds to go. Now Gerard gets in there, and we're going to have a loose ball tie-up or a foul. I think the foul is going to be on Graham after the steal by Gerard. Interesting call there. I thought Keeley tied her up clean. It's going to be the fourth foul on Keeley. So Keeley got a little too relaxed there. Gerard reached in and poked the ball away. Graham thought she had her tied up, but they got her for a reach-in on that, which they honestly should call a lot more rather than jump balls, because usually there is a reach-in when somebody goes for that jump ball more often than not. So Gerard to the line to shoot two. 19.8 seconds to go. She misses the first one. A lot of free throws in this game. Gerard is 2 for 5 from the line. She made the second one in her first two trips. So she'll have one more here. And that free throw is up and no good also. Long rebound chased down by Gerard. Goes down low. Harrison misses. Rebound Clark underneath. Ball knocked away. And Williams comes down with it. They double down on Clark pretty quick. She's got to do a better job of getting rid of that ball. Warriors get it across with 5 seconds. Graham hooks a pass over to Williams. And Williams, Gerard slapping at the ball. And his coach yelling at her. Her coach yelling at her to leave her alone. They're trying to run the clock out, and the game's over. So, final score, Warriors 56 and Hawks 43. Good win for the Warrior girls to get the season started. And got a chance to get everybody some minutes tonight. That's always fun for coaches to be able to do. All right, see what they put on the clock here. They should give us at least 20 minutes before the start of the boys' game. And if that's the case, we'll be back about 10 minutes before tip-off to get things set up for you. So let me wait and see what they're going to put on the clock here, and then I'll tell you how long it's going to be. Give me some point totals for you here for the Warriors. Graham with 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half, 17 in the game for Keeley, the lead all scorers. Hannah Hatch, outstanding shooting night, 3 three-pointers on her way to 13 points. Lopez with 8. Kendall with 8. Rosenbaum had 4. Plummer had 3. And Williams had 3 for the Warriors. Lapine was led by Courtney Wolf, I believe, or Haley Hinkle. Wolf had 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 for Wolf. Hinkle, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And that was the bulk of their 43 points coming from those two. They had 25 of them. All right. We are going to take a break. They have put 20 minutes on the clock. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to get things set up for this boys' varsity action between your Warriors and the Lapine Hawks. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a few minutes.